The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And it is time now for our manager's report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. And we are joined by the skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt. Mike, it's good to have you back on. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Congratulations on the extension. I know that that probably has to be a little bit of a load off going into the season.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm very grateful. You know, we obviously had a good year. A lot of people responsible for it. I just try to stay out of the way as much as possible and allow people to do their thing. But yeah, super grateful and excited about the future for sure.
So I was there in LA on that Friday night, tough night for all you guys. I know it was in that clubhouse and saw your reaction as well. How do you process something like that? What kind of time does it take to kind of move on and move forward?
I think it's probably in a couple parallels. I mean, ultimately, to answer your question, there's never going to be enough time for that. You know, it's something that, you know, it'll be a part of your soul for a long time. And now don't make like dramatic, but you know, you think about it and sometimes it pops in your head and you're like, gosh, darn it, you know?
Yeah.
But the other side of that, that I feel really good about that also is good for headspace is that occupies a fair amount of it is, and it did, it took me, you know, I think it took a lot of us. I'm still in San Diego. You know, came in and you know, around the club and around the front office and around all the people that work here and, you know, in the city, obviously. And there was just like a slumber for, you know, X number of days. And I get all that, man. It hurt, you know. But then you start to get away from it a little bit and you start to, at least for me, you look at the, where do we start? And where we start and where we finish, you go, pretty darn good, man. A lot of great things took place. A lot of good things are still in process to take place. And so I feel a real sense of accomplishment for what this season looked like. But, you know, clearly there's disappointment in the last game. But from where we started and being in Korea to where we finished and having the second most wins in the history of the organization and having some special moments that the city embraced and you know, went on the journey with us was pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it was. And it was certainly a pleasure to cover, you know, after the year before that I think took years off of all of our lives and, you know, watching it last year. And the second half was such a blur because all you guys did was win. I mean, we would have to come in here and go, well, there's really nothing to pick apart. Hey, the guys won again, won another
that's
series.
That's what you want to do, pick it apart.
That's right. That's right. And we're looking at it going, all right, but, you know, and then Schilty, I just wanted to ask you this too. One of the big things that you've been given a lot of credit for and deserve a lot of credit for is changing the culture of things that happened in 2023. And it certainly was, you know, we were in the clubhouse just a little bit and you could see it. I mean, you could see it. You could see it on the field with the play. As far as that, do you feel like, all right, now that's good. That's installed. This is the way we do things now with the San Diego Padres. So no matter who you bring in, they're going to fall in line right away. And I know that's important to you. Any worries at all about, you know, culture getting away in 2025?
I don't worry about it, but I want to make sure that we continue to be intentional about and actually grow it and make it to be even a more, you know, deeper part of our core identity of how we operate here. You know, if you look at really long-standing organizations, you know, there's always going to be some kind of churn. You know, we're not anticipating any churn with staff, not a lot of churn with roster. But, you know, the whole club's not going to be back. And my point I'm getting at is, you know, you look at sustained success, if you have a clear understanding of how we prepare and how we compete and how we conduct ourselves that you know, everybody in the organization is aware of, from front office to staff to most importantly, the players that live it and execute it. And so then when you have people that come in and they just plug right in and go, oh, this is how we operate here, and they make the transitions easier, and there's clarity of what that looks like. And so, you know, we've done a nice job of implementing it and getting it to be a core part of how we operate. But we still want to make sure we're growing it. We're not taking it for granted, and making it more consistent and deeper. But the continuity that we have that in the staff returning, it looks like, and then, you know, a lot of our core players understanding it and buying into it, then it only continues to foster.
Mike, there was a lot of talk yesterday between you and AJ, just alignment, you know, values, and, you know, what you guys feel is important. Not that you always have to agree on everything, but we'd seen with previous managers, they always talk about that going in, but the reality can sometimes be different. What was the work of that like as you experienced your first year as a manager working with AJ Preller? And how did you guys, you know, come together and have that understanding of how each of you operates during the season?
Well, first we recognize, and AJ said it, and I alluded to it as well, like there's a common hungerness to be real for the team to be great and to do our part. And there's a real dedication to that. So it has to start there, right? You have to have, you know, your leadership and both, you know, really determined and then have this, you know, skill sets to be able to execute. And so that's a good starting point. Then after that, once you know that, you know, we're working towards a common goal, then nothing's personal. And that's the one thing that of many that I really appreciate about AJ that I think can be misunderstood. You know, AJ's going to feel convicted about what he believes in, and clearly he's the general manager and has the autonomy to execute it. But he's not above reproach, and he can be challenged, and, you know, and he doesn't take it personally. And so we did it. We challenged each other, you know, we talk and we don't agree all the time. And, you know, it can get, you know, passionate and that's healthy. But the most healthy part of that is it's not personal, and it's not, we know we're going towards the same place. And then, you know, figuring out what each other's like strong preferences were, and then also, you know, appreciating and respecting the non-negotiables that each of us had, and they exist. And so when you can look and you're in a team setting and you realize you're not going to get everything you want, but you can stand up for what you believe in and feel valued and heard, and then you can come up with something that you can both agree on that is best for the organization, and then go execute it like it was your idea. But that's hard. You know, those are great words and philosophies, but they really, really work. And you know, it took some time for us to figure out some of those things are, you know, growth comes through a little pain and hard conversations. But we were able to get on a good part of the other side of it and start to really understand how we operate and think and then ultimately work together.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt. Again, congratulations on the extension. Wanted to talk to you about next year, you know, going into spring training. And, you know, you started last year. You'd been with the organization, but you come in and now you're the boss. You're the manager and everyone's looking to you and you've got to implement this. And this is how we're going to do things. So now that it's, you do have a little bit more continuity. Is there a different feeling for you as far as, you know, getting off to a really, really good start? I think every manager wants to. We had this debate yesterday. Now, you know, I probably would have bet my house on the Phillies winning the World Series based on their start they had last year, or the New York Yankees based on their start. How important is it to you? I know it's such a marathon, that 162 game, Schilty, but how important is it for you guys to look up maybe at the All-Star break and say, all right, we're in better position this year than we were last year?
I mean, you know, just from, I mean, clearly, yeah, we want to be, you always want to get off to a good start. You want to win every game. You want to be good at the beginning, the middle, and the end. So, you know, that's always the goal. Clearly, that's what, you know, we're working towards. And, you know, I'm at the ballpark now, and we're about to have meetings with our staff and league staff and upper-level player development staff and some front office about, you know, starting to review the process of what just happened and how we plan for moving forward. So the, you know, ultimate answer to your question is, you know, I'm very, very, I think you've caught up on this. People say it all the time. You know, but the process driven is important to me. And so, you know, if I know that we've got, and that's why the off season is very important to me, like I expect us to win the off season. And you can say, how do you determine that? Well, you determine it based on your preparation, how you compete and play during the season. I'm confident we'll do that. So that gives me the confidence. So when the proper processes are in place, irrespective of department, pitching, hitting, defense, base running, you know, our pregame meetings, the efficiency of that, how we're getting information to players, how they're processing it, how we're competing, how we're individualizing it. You know, once all those things are happening, then, and you see that you're working towards a positive every day, then collectively it typically works. Now, when that all comes together, and on any given days does it come together, you know, that's what we're shooting for, obviously. But the wrap-up point for me is, like, when you know that's taking place and you see that going, you just have some peace and calmness to it. But you know there's no, you know, there's an end date to the end of the season. And so you're always racing towards that end date. But you can't overlook the steps it takes to get there. And, you know, the quicker we get that and quicker we acclimate, you know, as soon as we continue to get our processes clear with our players and partner with them in the off season, the better we're going to be able to compete.
Yeah, and I'm fascinated by, you know, the fact that you're going to leave us and then go do some meetings today. How much of a, for lack of a better word, autopsy do you do on last season, and do you start as early as spring training? We liked this, we didn't like this. Like, how does that work for we laymen in here, the as far as kind of the review and then moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, everybody's got their own operating system. I've seen a lot of them, been a part of a lot of them. I think the one that works best, you know, I feel like if you're waiting to go to spring training to figure it out,
yeah,
spring training's not to figure it out. Spring training's to execute, to get ready for a season. And you know, it has been a long season. You know, got to play, to your point, you know, into October. Clearly want to play a little bit further, but, you know, starting earlier this year is a long year. A lot of, you know, we did our jobs. But my point I'm getting at is, yeah, there was a rightful downtime, you know, for guys to get back. And there is a, you know, a burnout factor to this profession. Sure. That, you know, when I talk to people that do things for high levels, and whether it's other sports or other industries, and you compare schedules, people that are highly driven and highly successful and spend hours upon hours working and are in high stress roles, they look at our schedule and they go, you got to be kidding me. And it really is. And I love it. We love it. You have to. But what I'm getting at is you want to be respectful of the off season. But man, you know, we just got through experiencing 8+ months of individual and team, you know, experiences. And now it's time to capture them. So that's what we're going to do the next 6 days with our staff, you know, with all areas. We're going to capture everything that just got through happening. And then we're going to share our thoughts with our players. So we're going to get their thoughts first of what they thought just happened, because they're the ones performing, and we need to work and understand where they're coming from. And then we're going to enjoy the off season, you know, family time and some much deserved mental and physical break. But we're going to show up, you know, in Peoria, and every individual player, including new acquisitions and the staff, are going to know how we're going to execute individually and collectively.
Perfect segue to my last question, Mike, and that is, you're still in your office now. You just came off 8 straight months. I know you didn't have much of an offseason last year because of the hiring process and then going to meet with all of your new players in the offseason. So when you finally do go back home, or, you know, whatever your plan is, what's one fun thing you are planning to do between now and the start of spring training, just for you, like something that you are looking forward to doing?
Yeah, I'll go to North Carolina next week, and I'll spend some time there at home. I'll play. I'm not a big golfer, but I'll go and I'll play 9 holes. I'll play by myself. Yeah. I'm not great, which is one of the reasons. and I'll just play at my leisure, not concerned about competing against, you know, I've got a birdie this hole or whatever, you know, I just want to go out and play my music, get some golf balls, play probably 9 holes, go in, have an adult beverage maybe, and a nice meal, and watch a sunset.
You an old fashioned man, or are you just going to go with a traditional beer? What you going to go with?
Nah, I keep it pretty clear.
Yeah, clear. I like that. A little Tito's, maybe. Yeah.
Are you in agreement with me that?
I keep it clear. Water. Yeah.
Water. Wow. All right. Are you in agreement with me that nobody needs 18 holes of golf? It really should be 12. 12 is the magic number. The front six and the back six. And your guy shaves at least an hour, hour and a half of misery off the round. You play 6 holes. You have a beer. Then you play 6 more holes. You call it a day.
I think you're 3 over.
I'm 3 over. All right.
And I think after 9 for me, I'm kind of out.
I'll do 36 in a day.
He will do 36 walking.
I am obsessed. So
that's too much.
Mike, yeah, no, that's cool.
It's cool. Well, you know.
Well, he's pretty good too. He's like a 5. So maybe you and I should play together. We'll leave Ben behind. But thank you. Have a great off season. Looking forward to seeing you in Peoria. And again, congratulations. Glad you're going to be here for a few more years at least.
Yeah, me too. So appreciate you guys. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Sheldy.
Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres. And again, our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.